Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 20 entitled The Lord Instructs Sanatan Goswami, Text 100 till 102. Apanara hita hita kichu nai jani. Oh, maybe I read this alone and then we repeat the verse written on the board. Gramya vyavahari pandita tai satyamani. Translation: I do not know what is beneficial for me or what is detrimental. Nonetheless, in ordinary dealings, people consider me a learned scholar, and I am also thinking of myself as such. Kripa kori yadi more kori acha udhar. Apana kripate koho kartavya amar. Out of your causeless mercy, you have delivered me from the materialistic path. Now, by the same causeless mercy, please tell me what my duty is. Now the verse of today. Ki ami kini amaya jare tapatroy. Iha nai jani ke mani hita hoy. Ke ami kine amaya jare tapatroy. Iha nai jani ke mani hita hoy. Ke ami kine amaya jare tapatroy. Iha nai jane ke mane hita hoy. Ke ami kene amaya jare tapatroy. Iha nai jane ke mane hita hoy. Ke ami kene amaya jare tapatroy. Iha nai jani ke mane hita hoy. Ke ami kene amaya jare tapatroy. Ke ami. Who am I? Kene. Why? Amaya. Unto me. Jare, give trouble. Tapatrai, the three kinds of miserable conditions. Iha, this. Nahi jani, I do not know. Kemone, How? Hito, my welfare. Hoyo, there is. Translation. Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited? Please repeat. Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited? Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The threefold material miseries are miseries arising from the body and the mind, miseries arising from dealings with other living entities, and miseries arising from natural disturbances. Sometimes we suffer bodily when we are attacked by a fever, and sometimes we suffer mentally when a close relative dies. Other living entities also cause us misery. There are living entities born of the human embryo, of eggs, perspiration, and vegetation. Miserable conditions brought about by natural catastrophes are controlled by the higher demigods. There may be severe cold or thunderbolts, or a person may be haunted by ghosts. These threefold miseries are always before us, and they entrap us in a dangerous situation. Padang, padang, yat vipadam. There is danger in every step of life. Om Jnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaga Na Lali Raghunatam Vitam Samsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Saha Gana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostu Te Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavan Ishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Kyami kena maya jare tapatroya Iha nai jane ke mani hita hoya. Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited? So Sri Srila Sanatan Goswami is very humble, and he is speaking now to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this verse has question marks behind the statements he makes. Who am I is the first question. And why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble is the second question. And the third one, if I do not know this, how can I be benefited? How can I be benefited? That's the third question. And these are the questions that everyone in the material world should ask. Who am I? Why am I suffering here? And how can I get rid of this suffering and be benefited? And so the first one, who am I, is called the ABC of spiritual life. And usually the living entity has a disease called tanumani. Tanumani means the bodily concept of life. If we identify with the body, then we have to suffer.
we have physical suffering and mental suffering, the body and the mind. And so, therefore one has to become an atmavit, a knower of the self. One has to understand the purpose of life, self-realization. The material world has two purposes. Matra prasiddhaye, sense gratification. You can come to the material world and try to enjoy sense gratification with your material body and your material mind. And there is another goal of this material world, another purpose, and that is atma prasiddhaye, for spiritual advancement. One has to attain yoga nidra, to awaken or to become enlightened, self-realized, to become Krishna conscious. And that is actually the real goal of life. Atatu pramak jigyasa. The human being, the human form of life is very special. And the human form of life gives us the opportunity to understand the great mystery of entire existence, you know, to understand everything. So, who am I? That is the beginning of spiritual life, of civilized human life, and then spiritual enlightenment. And the second question, why do we suffer the threefold miseries? Why do they give trouble to me? Many times people ask this question, why does this all happen to me? I'm a good person. Why I have to undergo this suffering? There was one scholar, I think his name was Singer, and he wrote a book, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? And he said, if God is all powerful and all good and all righteous and omniscient, he knows everything, why he allows innocent people like small born children to suffer? Like if a child is born in a third world country and there is war going on and famine and there is starvation and all these kinds of things. And people say, well, this child didn't do anything wrong. It's innocent. It's just born, all these young children. People think like that. And that is ignorance. They don't understand why. So this is a good question. Why? Why do we suffer? And there could be... this rabbi, Singer, he said, either God isn't all-knowing, omniscient, he doesn't know what is going on in this world, or he might be not all-powerful, he cannot do anything about it, or he might not be all-loving, all-compassion, he doesn't want to do anything about it, he doesn't care. So these arguments he came up with. So it remains a mystery. For people who don't know, the laws of karma. The laws of karma. So that is the answer to the question. So there could be two answers. Why are we suffering in this world? Answer A, this is the nature of the material world. The material world is a place of misery. It's natural that you suffer here. And people are always in the illusion that I can become happy by controlling the material energy and exploiting it. And I can be happy by becoming perfectly healthy and wealthy and educated, and we have perfect political plans and schedules and schemes in this world for gaining fame and fortune, and you know, but it will always be frustrated. Why? Because we came to this world and we are now under the control of Durga, Maya, Mahamaya, we were under the control of Yoga Maya. And in this way we could enjoy unlimited bliss in the spiritual world. But we fell down from the paradise, you know. This was the original sin, you know, that we turned our back towards Krishna. And now Mahamaya is in charge, Durga. And Durga, the name Durga means fortress. It's like a jailhouse. The material world is like the jailhouse of the spiritual world. Everyone who becomes a rebel, everyone who becomes a criminal, you know, not accepting Krishna, not accepting the supreme ruler, the supreme controller, thinking that I am Krishna, then you go to the fortress, to the jail, the Sing Sing. There is, you can't escape from it. Devi Isha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. It's very, very, very hard to become free from the clutches of Maya. It's almost impossible. There is a solution, but I get to that later. So Durga is depicted sitting on a lioness or on a tigress. And she holds a trident in her hand. And the trident symbolizes the three klesha, the threefold misery of life. So that is the nature of this world. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Everything is temporary. And Krishna is advising in the Bhagavad Gita, Matra sparshastu kontiya shitoshna shuka dukada agama pariyuno nitya stam stitikshas fabharata. The happiness and the stress, the appearance and disappearance of happiness and distress are like the appearance and disappearance of summer and winter seasons, and they arise from sense perception, O scion of Bharat, and one must learn to control them without being disturbed. So we have to become a dhira, an undisturbed person, by the dualities of so-called happiness, sukh, and so-called distress, dukkha, in this world. And dhira means undisturbed. Dhiras tatra namuyati. Even Krishna says when a person dies, he shouldn't be disturbed. Dhiras tatra namuyati. Yeah. So the world has two faces. Jai Sisi Radha Gopinath. The very beautiful face, because still the material world has some beauty, because it's a reflection of the spiritual world. And that's the allurement, the illusionary beauty, because it's only a perverted reflection. But people think that a perverted reflection is the real beauty. And they're reciting poetry, and they sing beautiful songs about how beautiful life is. They become really sentimental about the beauty of this world. But if you look carefully, you scrutinize, you study, you analyze, you come to the conclusion that it has also a very ugly face. So the world has two faces, the beautiful and the ugly face. And the ugly face means jivo, jivasya, jivanam. One living entity is food for another living entity. Everyone is eating each other. Very cruel. Have you seen the spider? I have a big pine tree in my garden in Maastricht. And I saw this very fat spider. And he bought a very expert, he created a very expert web between the tree and the wall of the house, very high. The most insects fly there. It's like a corridor in the garden, and the spider is very intelligent. He knew, haha, that's the place where I built my web. And then it's full of insects, and the spider gets fatter and fatter and fatter. But it's so cruel. How can you imagine you fly in the sky very happily, and then all of a sudden you're caught in a sticky web and you can't get out of it. You are completely entangled. And then this incredible, horrible creature, this monster comes and sucks the blood out of you alive. First, he stings you with poison and you become paralyzed, and then he starts sucking out your blood. This is the material world. And well, you have seen these movies on wildlife, Geographic Channel, and you see beautiful antelopes or deer running in the field, very beautifully created by the creator. And then you see a beautiful tiger or a lion, also very beautiful. And the next scene is that the tiger jumps on top of that deer and rips him apart with his, claws? Yeah, pangs, claws? Yeah, paws, claws, yeah, that's the word. So then it's 100% horror. It's the best horror you can find, you know. Hollywood can produce not such horror. It's Krishna who creates the horror. Through the agency of his external energy, Maya Devi, all this horror is created. And we can go on and on and on about how cruel this world is. And there is a statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Adanta gobir visatam tamisram puna punash charvita charvananam. And Srila Prabhupada gives one of his translations, because he gives different translations of this verse when he quotes the verse in different books like Chaitanya Charitamrita or other books. And here Srila Prabhupada gives the translation, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress towards hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Chewing the chewed. Life after life, birth after birth. And we make progress toward hellish conditions. So this was the first explanation why we have to suffer in this world. Because this world by nature is a place of misery. And the second is explanation is karma. And usually vikarma. Vikarma means sinful activity. And so the solution is actually akarma. And akarma is buddhi yoga, intelligent, the most intelligent form of yoga. Yoginam api sarvisham madgantina antaratmana. Of all the yogis, he who becomes my pure devotee, he is the best of all. And he is most intimately united with me. Like that, you know. So this Krishna consciousness is the solution to become completely free from bad karma, even from good karma, because for good karma you also have to take rebirth in the material world to become awarded, you know, by pious activities. So we are not interested in that karma kand, pious activities, because we don't want to come back. Srila Prabhupada says, one should be very pessimistic in material life, then one can make progress in spiritual life. Become pessimistic also about the heavenly planets. The devotee sees the heavenly planets just as a trick of Maya, a phantasmagoria. Yeah. And liberation, impersonal liberation, he sees it as hell. For him it's a hell, because he wants to have an intimate relationship with Krishna. He has a taste, param drishtva, the higher taste for devotional service. And therefore, no liberation, no fruitive rewards. He is not interested in any of these things. So akarma is created by Krishna consciousness. And so wait. The first question, who I am, the second question, why do the threefold miseries give me trouble? And the third question is, how can I be benefited? So the benefit is to become free from suffering and to attain the highest pleasure of Krishna consciousness. There is a nice verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantim richati. That if one, I translated not completely, but I just give the essence of this verse. If one, gyatvamam shantim richati, means he who knows these things of me, he will be free from, he will attain peace from the threefold miseries in the material world. And so what do we have to know about Krishna? Bhoktaram yagya tapasam, he is the supreme enjoyer. He is the supreme enjoyer. Krishna is the Purusha and we are Prakriti. Prakriti means to be enjoyed by, and Purusha means the enjoyer who enjoys that Prakriti. So that has to be realized, that we exist for the pleasure of God. And that is the solution to all problems. And if we understand that he is the supreme enjoyer and we serve him, then we enjoy along with him. And Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, he's the controller and the proprietor. So he is the supreme controller and the supreme proprietor. The controller of the demigods, of the planets of the demigods, the controller of all living entities, the controller of the laws of nature, and he's the proprietor of everything that exists. And then, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, he is the best friend of everyone, the only best friend of everyone, because he is always loving us, and he all the time wants our best good fortune. So he is our ever well-wisher. And so gyatvamam shantim richati, if we know these things, if we know that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme controller, the supreme proprietor, the best friend of everyone, then gyatvamam shantim richati, we attain peace. And another verse in the Gita, Krishna says, yat karoshi yat ashnasi, he says that whatever we do, we have to do it to please Krishna. Whatever we do, what you eat, what you offer, what you sacrifice, the work you do, the hobbies you have, even, you know, whatever, you know, you do it for Krishna. You sleep for Krishna. Procreation for Krishna. Even sex for Krishna. Can you imagine that? That's the solution. That's how we become free. Yagyartat karmanon yatra lukuyam karma bandana tat artam karma kontiya mukta sangha samacharam. Work done as a sacrifice to Vishnu should be done. Otherwise, work binds us to the strong laws of nature, to the laws of karma. And that is the solution. We get into trouble. We will be binded if we work. That's karma. You do something, you become entangled with some reactions. But if you do it for Vishnu, who represents Krishna in this world, then we become free from bondage. And Srila Prabhupada, he describes the miseries of the material world very nicely in this purport. And it's called Triklesha, the threefold misery. And that is Adi Atmika Klesha, miseries caused by our body, like Janma, birth, Mrityu, death, Jara, old age, Vyadi, disease. That is caused by the body and also the mind. Srila Prabhupada says mental suffering is there when a very dear relative dies, for example. It's very painful. And sometimes mental disease is even more painful than physical disease. It's hellish, you know. When people get a bipolar imbalance, a disturbance. I had some experience with my son, and it was not only a nightmare for him, but also for my wife and I. It was like hell, you know. Anyway, so now he's curing gradually. It will be nice. He decided to be a devotee. That's very nice. So he will be free from all miseries. And so Adi Atmika Klesha. Then Adi Bhautika Klesha, miseries caused by other living entities. And Srila Prabhupada says here, living entities coming from the human embryo, living entities coming from eggs, living entities coming from perspiration, and from vegetation. And you can see plants cause miseries to us, poisonous ivory plant, or thorns on plants, or you know, you have all kinds of miseries caused by plants. That you have germs and virus and causing so much suffering. You have even other animals, you know, snakes, scorpions, spiders, mosquitoes, wasps, the Radhadash wasps, and rats and plagues of rats and cause disease like the. Like the, what is the pest in English? The plague, yeah? This very, very bad disease is caused by animals. What to speak of when you're eaten by a tiger in India somewhere? They're distinct. That is, misery is caused by the human being. The human being is the worst amongst all these species because the human being is polluting nature. He is treating people as slaves. Humans become criminals and torture other people in wartime. They have wars, and the human being can be very, very monstrous, cruel, and you know, they keep everyone in Maya by technology, by internet and television and the cinemas and. They cause the suffering by so-called advancement. Their education, Srila Prabhupada called a slaughterhouse. Modern education, he called a slaughterhouse. Oh, the human beings are causing suffering to us. So, Adi Bhautika Klesha, miseries caused by other living entities. And then Srila Prabhupada mentions also Adi Devika Klesha. Modern nature can be very cruel. The demigods, very heavy floods and earthquakes and storms and hurricanes and twisters, tornadoes and too much heat, deserts with drought, and people suffer hunger and thirst because of it. Then the earth cracks open, tsunami, all these things we can see in the news. So it's very cruel. And but then there is another misery called the pavarga. Pavarga is another category where also misery in the material world is described. I found it in the Bhagavatam. And Pavarga means material existence where one has to undergo five types of suffering. And we can divide this word pavarga in two, three, four, in five parts. Pa, pa, ba, bha, and ma. So pa comes from the word parishrama, and that means hard labor. So in this material world, if you want to survive, you have to work very hard. And they make it sometimes impossible to survive, so you have to work harder. The status quo is raised up and the economy goes bad, and the wife also has to work. They make children work even in some countries. In the old days here also, children had to labor. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all this work is called Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam, useless labor, a waste of time. And in Kali Yuga, work becomes Ugra Karma, horrible work, which is meant to destroy the world. Can you see people making night shifts in factories at the conveyance belt? Horrible. I had a job when I was 15. I came from school, I had a job, and I had to work hard. And I was all day long looking at my watch, when will there be a lunch break? And then in the afternoon I would look at my watch, when will there be, will the shift be finished and will I be able to go home and do the things that I really like to do, because I'm doing all day long things I don't like to do. I was really miserable. And after 3 years I became so frustrated, I told my father, I quit the job. I go back to school. So then I was enjoying. Now I develop knowledge and become a philosopher and then I met the devotees, and I even gave up school because that wasn't also the solution. But to join the temple, the ashram, the Brahmachari ashram, that was wonderful. It was austere, but it was nectar. So hard labor. And then the next syllable you call it, a part of the word, pa, syllable, huh? Syllable, yeah, is pa, which means foam, the word pena, it comes from the word pena, which means foam on the mouth. Sometimes you see it with animals, like horses, that work too hard, some foam on the mouth. So that means actually, symbolically, it means exhaustion from work. People become really exhausted, too tired to enjoy life. Then the next one is ba, which comes from the word Biartata, and that means disappointment. We become disappointed. We work very hard, get some money, and then you buy something, and then the thing breaks down after a few days. Okay, you run after one beautiful woman, or the woman falls in love with the man, and finally she gets him, or he gets her. And then after some time, disappointment. That happens often, isn't it? There's two types of love songs. One is, I'm so happy, and one is, I'm so miserable. Sometimes it's all in one song, you know. I love you, baby. I hate you, baby. And then... But so many things in life will disappoint us. We become disappointed by the so-called spiritual leaders in the Catholic Church. My aunt is 92 years old, and she's always complaining about the Catholic priests who were yeah, or terrible, according to her. But God, she says, is all right. So at least that is okay. You know. Disappointment about the politicians who promise golden cows with golden horns and all kinds of things. But once they are in the position of ruler or whatever, and once they're in office, they are just taking the money, our taxes, and we don't get anything good back from it. We're disappointed by our own body and our own mind. It's limited, it becomes old, worn out, diseased, disappointed. And disappointed by our children who don't listen. They are smart ass. They always know better. And there's so many, many things. You can go on and on and on. Maybe I get boring, you know. But I have to make sure the class is not too long, because you can go on and on and on. Then there is the word ba. Ba comes from the word bhaya, which means fear, anxiety. The material world is called kunta, world of fear. The spiritual world is called Vaikuntha. No more fear, no more anxiety. And fear is very powerful. How does it come, this fear? There's a Sanskrit word, dvitiyabhinivesha. To have a concept of a second thing, something other than Krishna. Dvitiya binivesha, a concept of another thing, something apart from Krishna, something other than Krishna. Fear is also a result of the mode of ignorance. And Krishna is called Abhayankar. Abhayankar means that he destroys all fear in the heart of his devotee. Srila Prabhupada was named by his father Abhay Charan, which means he is fearless at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And is the solution. Because Krishna was the supreme controller, he can save us, he can protect us, the supreme friend. And he can take away all the problems, and it is a fact. If we chant nice rounds, we read nicely, we preach, we have nice association with devotees, we feel fearless. Srila Prabhupada definitely was fearless. He wasn't scared of dying on the ocean. He wasn't scared for New York. He wasn't scared for the demons. He challenged all of them. The Mayavadis, the Sahajas, the demoniac materialistic atheists, the scientists. He wasn't scared of anyone. Because he knew Krishna is always there and he is my best friend. And he wasn't scared of disease. He didn't even want to take his medicine. He was sick and he was dying. But he got up at 1 o'clock in the night. He is para dukkha dukkhi. He is always full of compassion for us. We are suffering in this world. The threefold misery, the fourfold misery, the fivefold misery. But he was fearless out of love and compassion. He was writing his books in the middle of the night. Everyone was sleeping. The whole world was sleeping. Except the great sinners. They were awake. Sinning and sense gratification. Prostitution, drugs, crime, burglars. All this was going on. And all the other people who had to work hard, the honest people, they were sleeping. And Prabhupada was awake. And he's transcendental to all of them. Translating these literatures. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, at 1 o'clock in the night, no fear or I need more rest, like me. I always scared when I don't take enough rest, I can't function, you know. But Prabhupada, 1 o'clock at night after sleeping 3 hours. And, you know, some of his servants, they said that he even didn't sleep when he slept. You could see they were, he was still conscious. Wow, completely transcendental. The fearless Abhay Charana Vinda Srila Prabhupada. Okay, Bhaya, fear. Okay, now we go to the last one, Ma. Ma comes from the word Mrityu, death. The final destination of everyone. The klap op de vuurpijl in Dutch. How do you say that in English? Can someone help me? Who's Dutch? You can. I like that. The klap op de vuurpijl. You know, can I? Someone can help me if there is an English proverb for saying like that. Yeah. The happy end. The happy end. Sorry? They don't have it. Dutch people are very sarcastic. So the klap op de vuurpijl. The vuurpijl means a firecracker, like the arrow you shoot in the air, and then when it says bang, well, that is the essence of that, you know. So when that happens, you know, it's great fun, isn't it? So, but the Dutch are so sarcastic. The klap op de vuurpijl. That's the end of life. That. Anyway. Mrityu, death. That's why we are afraid. We are afraid of extreme suffering and ultimately of death. So then there is the word pavarga. I analyzed, explained it. Huh? Heart labor, exhaustion, foam on the mouth, disappointment, fear and anxiety, death. And so mrityu, the final end, death. But if you add an A in front of the word pavarga, you get apavarga. And that means to be aloof from this situation or liberation. And how this liberation is experienced by the devotees in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, that we can hear from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the first verse of the Shikshastakam. And there, Lord Chaitanya says, all glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart from all the dust accumulated for years together, and thus extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the transcendental rays of the benediction moon. And then he says, O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benedictions upon the living beings, and thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. And in these transcendental names you have invested all your transcendental energies. O my Lord, out of your kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by chanting your holy names. But unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction for them. And so Lord Chaitanya's Harinam Sankirtan movement is called Kevala Ananda Kand, the pathway of pure bliss. And there is a nice verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna Surya Sam Maya Haya Andakar. Krishna is just like the sun and Maya is just like darkness. If the sun is present, there is no question of darkness. So we always keep Krishna in our mind, in our senses. This is called Krishna consciousness. And then there is no question of the darkness, and then even if there might be some miseries in our life, we can stay aloof, we can tolerate them easily. Thank you very much for your being so nicely attentive, all of you. Very nice, attentive. Very nice. Thank you. It was inspiring to me. Any questions or comment, please? A little long. It's a long class. Okay. Remy. Yeah, as I just said, by following the process of Krishna consciousness, Harinam, Sankirtan, by the holy name of the Lord and spreading the glories of the Lord, and trying to when we chant very nicely and we hear very nicely Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, and we memorize the Lord, then everything will be completely auspicious, and gradually we will become transcendental, dhira, undisturbed, abhaya, fearless, and that's the medicine, that's the process, like that. And yes, Hare Krishna.
That's the next verse in the Shikshastaka.
Trinarapi Sunichina, Torar Eva Sahishnuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtanya Sadahari.
If you want to continue in spiritual life and chanting, then you have to become more humble than the blade of grass, and more tolerant than a tree, free from all sense of false prestige, being always ready to offer all respects to others. That's the trick. If you become like that, Krishna is very, very pleased. And another verse, the next verse, comes on. Oh, son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor, but yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. We cry like a baby for the mother, helpless. Krishna, I'm helpless. What can I do? You know, I'm not a great yogi. I'm not austere. I'm just full of lust, and you know, I'm just a fallen soul. And if he can do that every day, year after year after year, then some result will be there. Great result will be there. I hope so for me. By a fate, but you know, Srila Prabhupada said in the last verse of the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita and the purport, he said, one can become Krishna conscious within a moment, or after many, many lifetimes, it will not take place. It's simply a matter of understanding and accepting. So you can be very learned, study all the books, and you know all the verses, and you can speak like Brugman, and it's another Dutch one. You speak like Brugman. There must be a German version of that. Speak like Heinz, or something like that. Speak like William. Anyway, but then, if you don't accept it, so we have to also accept, practice what we preach, what we read. The purpose of these literatures is not information, but transformation. It will transform us into better persons, you know. But it takes some endeavor. Vyavasyatmika buddhir ikihaku, you know, with fixed up intelligence, very determined, we have to
do it, you know. And I also speak for myself, you know. I'm not very good at that. I'm a real enjoyer, you know, artist, you know. I try to see the beauty of this material world, you know. Hear it in music, hear it, see it in nature, paint, cook like a super chef, you know, the cuisine, the best taste. I'm always picky, you know, and criticizing. Can they have more devotion for Krishna, cook better, you know? And maybe it's true in one sense, but on the other hand, that might be a little bit my problem, you know. I have to admit I'm a little open and honest now. But that is the point, you know, you said, you know, that we have to give that up, you know, and accept everything as Krishna's mercy and become very humble, very tolerant, and have a lot of respect for others, other devotees. You know, see the good things in everyone, not like the flies who see only faults, but like the bees who see only the nectar, like that. Okay, anything else? The last thing? Then we are really late. Anyway, today I had some inspiration. That's it. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Harinam Sankirtan Yajna Ki Jai. Sri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Make sure you're here tomorrow. I heard that Lokanath Maharaj is giving a class, maybe in the evening, and I heard that there is a possibility that Kadambakana Maharaj also comes. Don't miss it. Okay.